人若赚得全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？
What good is it to a man if he gains the whole world yet loses his life?
人还能拿什么来换生命？
What can a man use to exchange for life?
这是耶稣基督的教导中令我们很震撼，也是印象很深刻的一句话。
This is a very strong teaching from the Lord Jesus Christ.
在天主教的诗高圣经译本
and a version of the Bible,
他将这一段经节当中的生命把它翻译成灵魂。
It translates life as the word soul.
人纵然赚得全世界，却赔上自己的灵魂，对他有什么益处呢？
What good is it for a man if he gains the whole world yet loses his soul?
人还能拿什么来作为自己灵魂的代价？
What can you use to pay for your soul?
让这一节经节翻译得更淋漓透彻。
That tells us even clearly what Jesus meant.
总而言之，这一句话不是一个选择题。
What Jesus said was not a choice.
不是说你要选赚世界呢，还是要选拯救灵魂。
Jesus did not ask, do you want to gain the world or do you want your soul?
这是一个比较的问题啦。
But rather, he gave us a contrast.
指着如何来蒙神的拯救，如何来栽培自己。
He showed us how we need to be saved by God.
如何来追求永生？
How we seek eternal life.
比赚取全世界更加重要。
Which is much more important than gaining the whole world.
比赚取世上的学问、地位、财富更重要。
To be saved is much more important than any degree or job you can ever get in the world.
人可以在地位、学识、财富上追求成就。
A person can be successful in what he does.
因为这也是神所祝福的。
Because that is the blessing of God in the world.
但是，若因着这样子而忽视了灵魂跟心灵的需求。
But if we then overlook our soul's needs and our salvation.
甚至失丧了灵魂。
Even losing our souls.
那就不值得了。
Then it is not worth it at all.
人要懂得分辨什么是重要的，什么是次要的。
As human beings, we need to discern what is important and what is less important.
这是主耶稣在他的教训当中给我们正面的教导。
That's how Jesus taught us how to live.
下午小弟想说跟我们大家来谈谈顺序的问题。
So this afternoon, the message I'd like to share with you is a message about order.
我们先来看一段经节。
Let's turn to the Bible.
请看路加福音的第十四章。
Luke chapter 14.
十四章十五节到二十四节。
Luke chapter 14 verses 15 to 24.
十四章十五节。十五节，同席的有一个人听见这话，就对耶稣说：“在神国里吃饭的有福了。”十六节
，16，
耶稣对他说：“有一人摆设大筵席，请了许多客人。”十七节
，17，
到了坐席的时候，打发仆人去对所请的人说：“请来吧，样样都齐备了。”十八节
，18。
众人一口同音的推辞，头一个说：“我买了一块地，必须去看看，请你准我吃了。”十九节
，19。
又有一个人说：“我买了五对牛，要去试一试，请你准我吃了。”二十节
，20。
又有一个说：“我才娶了妻子，所以不能去。”二十一节
，21。
那仆人回来，把这事都告诉了主人，家主就动怒，对仆人说：“快出去到城里大街小巷，领那贫穷的、残废的、瞎眼的、瘸腿的来。”二十二节
，22。
仆人说：“主啊，你所吩咐的已经办了，还有空位。”二十三节
，23。
主人对仆人说：“ 你出去到路上和篱笆那里，勉强人进来，坐满我的屋子。24节。
24。
我告诉你们，先前所请的人，没有一个得偿我的筵席。路加福音啊，14章15节到24节记载主耶稣所说的话。
These are the words of Jesus Christ.
这里记载着一个筵席的比喻。
A parable of the great banquet.
在这里，主描述啊，神的子民会找很多的理由来作为不能亲近神、与神交流的借口。
Jesus tells us that even God's people finds excuses not to have a relationship with God.
事实上，啊，当我们接触到信仰的时候，我们很容易因着重视今生的事业、家庭的成就，而忽视永生心灵的栽培跟追求。
And indeed, in our pursuits in the world, we often neglect nourishing our spiritual life.
所以我们啊，来想一想，我们的生命应该要做怎么样的安排
？How should we order our lives?
主耶稣讲的这个比喻对我们有什么样的启发
？What lessons does this parable give us?
盼望我们借着这个比喻呀，能作为我们而后啊，我们人生、我们生活啊，再出发的一个参考。
I hope that this can be the beginning of a new life for us.
让我们能够分辨什么是重要的，什么是次要的。
That we can prioritize what is important to what is less important.
什么是短暂的？什么是永恒的
？And we can discern what is temporary and what is eternal.
能够知道先后次序。
And may we learn how which comes first and which comes second.
也是我们得以认识神、得以得救的必备条件。
From this parable, we can learn what we ought to do to be saved.
我们首先来谈一谈，什么是我们认识神、追求信仰的一个阻力啊
？What are obstacles in seeking our faith or God？
在这个比喻当中，这些拒绝神邀请的犹太人
，In this parable, there are many people refused the invitation to the banquet.
他们为了拒绝啊参加筵席所提出的理由
，They made many different excuses.
我们给他做分析，包含了三方面。
And when we take a look at them, there are three types of excuses.
经济方面。
One is with financial excuses.
职业方面。
And career excuses.
还有
a career.
家庭方面。
And the family can be used as excuses.
在经济方面呢，拒绝的人说：“我刚买了一块地，必须去看看。”
First, the man said, "I bought a piece of land. I need to.Take a look at it.
在职业方面拒绝的说，我买了五对牛啊，要去试一试。
And another said, I bought 5 yoke of oxen and I want to try them out. That's his job.
在家庭方面呢，拒绝的说啊，我刚刚才娶了太太，所以我不能够去。
And another said, I just got married, so I can't come. And he used his family as an excuse.
我们接下来就从这三类型的理由当中。我们来体会出啊，到底什么原因是我们啊不能够认识神、无法追求信仰的一个阻力。
And if we study these three excuses in depth, we'll find out the root cause why people don't want to come near God.
首先，来谈谈重视生活环境的改善的问题。
First, emphasizing our livelihood.
这个比喻。提供我们啊，阻止我们信仰成长、追求认识神的个阻力啊，有时候不是不好的事情，反而是啊很正当的事情。
Sometimes it is not trouble that that becomes an obstacle for us to come to God, but it is something good can become an obstacle too.
但是啊，人生的遗憾往往乃是不懂得。拣选那最好的，反而被那个次好的拦阻了更好的福分。
But we often seek what is second best and forget what is the best.
因为过度重视生活环境的改善，而忽视了心灵的追求与灵魂的归宿。
Often we put too much emphasis on our physical life and neglect our spiritual life.
在这里说，一个人忙着去巡视自己的产业。
The first man had to go see his new field.
另外一个人则是忙着去买牛。
Another had just bought oxen.
因为他是个农夫。
Because he was a farmer.
这些都是正当的事情。
These are all good jobs and good things to do.
至少他们没有懒惰啊。
They were not lazy.
他们没有荒宴醉酒啊。
They were not indulging themselves.
他们也不是好吃懒做的人。
They were not sitting around doing nothing.
圣经教导我们说，若有人不肯工作，就不可以吃饭。
The Bible even teaches us if one does not work, he should not eat.
又叫懒惰的人要去学习蚂蚁呀。
Teaches the sluggards to learn from the ants.
神并不反对我们购置产业。
It is good in God's sight that if we buy a field.
神也不反对我们做生意啊。
It is also good for us to carry on our businesses.
另外一个拒绝的人他说他刚娶了太太，所以他不能去。
And the third man's excuse was that he just got married.
能够与妻子相爱那是一件好事啊。
Love between husband and wife is a good thing.
因为家人当中不能够彼此相爱不但是罪而且也不是圣经所要求的。
It would be against biblical teachings if there is no love in the family.
我们来看提摩太前书。
Let's read First Timothy.
提摩太前书五章八节。
First Timothy chapter 5 verse 8.
提摩太前书五章八节。
First Timothy chapter 5 verse 8.
八节，人若不看顾亲属，就是背的真道，比不信的人还不好。不看顾自己家里的人，更是如此。这里我们知道说，圣经的要求要我们看顾自己家里的人。
The Bible commands us to take care of our family.
好，所以这个季节参加筵席，他的理由因为他要跟他的妻子在一起。
So the third man said he wants to be with his wife, therefore he cannot go.
圣经教导做丈夫的人要爱自己的妻子，好像爱自己一样。
The Bible teaches husbands to love their wives as themselves.
这个比喻当中这个拒绝的人难道他不应该爱他的妻子吗？
So was it wrong for this third man to love his wife?
我们绝对支持他爱他的妻子。
It is right for him to love his wife.
今天有多少的家庭，多少的夫妻过得真是相敬如冰块的冰那种生活。
Because how many loveless marriages are there today?
天天打冷战。
Husband and wife will refuse to talk to each other.
还有的是过着相敬如这个冰，是那个打仗那个冰。
Or they will fight and argue.
天天是动干戈的。
They will fight each other every day.
比喻当中这个拒绝的人，却是知道说要爱妻子的一个好青年。
So this man in the example was a good example of a man who loves his wife.
夫妻相爱是最美的见证。
It is a beautiful testimony when a husband loves and the wife loves each other.
所以我们从刚刚我们对这个三个拒绝的人的分析，我们得以知道。
So when we look at these three persons,
买地、买牛与家人相处。
When they
都是很重要的。
So we can see that it is an important they represent important parts of our lives when purchasing a field or trying out oxen or being with your wife.
就好像我们的学业、我们的事业、我们的人际关系都很重要一样。
They're important parts of our life, like our school, our careers, and our relationships.
但是值得去思考的，若不懂得安排、不懂得计划， 以至于让这一些正当的事情却拦阻了我们追求信仰、追求认识神。
But if we do not order them properly, then they become obstacles in our faith.
那我们呢、啊，就应当要调整自己的生活方式。
Then we need to reorder our lives to make things right. 啊，
重视生活环境的改善，过于重视对神的认识跟对信仰的追求，这是我们灵性还有我们得救的一大阻力。
It would be a great obstacle in our salvation, in our faith, if we place too much emphasis on our livelihood.
再来，我们来谈谈缺乏追求认识神、缺乏追求信仰的意愿。
对，
缺乏追求认识神跟追求信仰的意愿。
Okay, and these people did not have initiative to pursue spiritual growth.
这也是我们灵性啊，我们认识神、我们得救的另外一种阻力。
That is another obstacle in our faith and salvation. 啊，
是来自于我们本身缺乏成长的意愿、缺乏追求的意愿。
It's when we lack the desire to want to grow spiritually.
主耶稣所说的这个比喻当中，我们确实发现了、啊、这些拒绝的人呢、啊。他们有他们的困难。
When we look at these three men in the parable, they do have some difficulties.
哦，因为一个说买了块地要去看。
One just bought a new field.
一个说买了五对牛要去试试看。
One just bought five pairs of oxen.
一个说刚买了妻子，要跟妻子在一起呀。
One just got married and he wants to be with his wife.
他们不是故意不参加。
It wasn't really their fault.
但是啊。我们如果稍加推敲思考的话
If we think about it further,
我们发觉说这些困难啊，这些拒绝的人呢、啊，他们的困难不是他们所说的
Their excuse is not really the true reason why they don't want to go
而是一个借口、啊、
Their excuses、
啊、一个不愿意参加的借口
Their excuses for them not wanting to go
曾经有人这么解释
There's someone interpreted this way
说世界上啊啊，一个稍有智慧的人都能够想得到哪有人还没有把地看好就付款呢
If you just think about it How can someone buy a field without seeing it first、哦、
所以这一个第一个买地的人啊说我买了一块地我要去看看
This first man said I just bought a field and I must go and see it
有这样的人吗
Would anyone make such a business deal?
你要买房子，还不是要哇比较了好多家之后啊啊，你才会下定金，才会去买啊。
If you want to buy a house, wouldn't you compare and go see many houses before you put down a deposit?
啊，你买一块地更是如此啊。
And it would be the same when you want to buy a field.
甚至要把它的所有权状、它的地契整个都调出来，这块地啊到底是好还是坏？
Probably want to take a look at all the contracts and paperwork to make sure everything is right.
适不适合耕种
And check it out to see if you can plant things in the field.
啊，甚至有没有啊啊发曾经发生过水灾，发生过其他的事情
You will want to know if this field has ever been flooded.
确定一切都没事之后，你才会给钱啊
You will not pay until you make sure everything's okay.
好，所以啊，哪有人说？先买了地之后才要去看看的。
Would someone go see a field only after he spotted?
所以这是他不愿意参加的借口而已。
It's only an excuse that he doesn't want to go.
同样的道理啊，也发生在这个买五对牛的人身上。
And it's the same reasoning applies to the man with the oxen.
哪有人说牛买了之后才要去试试看说这个牛力气够不够啊
Why would we want to try the oxen to see if they're strong enough after he bought them?
就好像我们买车子一样
When we buy a car
你绝对不会说买了之后啊啊才去试开看看这个、哎、车子的这个马力够不够
You would not get a test drive after you pay for it
一定都是啊先试过之后、啊、你才会去选择才会去购买
You will always try the car first before you pay for it
再者啊、这个 筵席是在晚上，主人要邀请他们。
And also remember that the banquet is held in the evening.
农夫耕田呢，哪有在晚上耕的
？A farmer doesn't have to work at night.
都嘛在一大早就要耕田。
They will have to start early in the day.
哪有说我现在我要去耕田？现在太阳都快下山了，你要去耕什么田？你要去试什么牛呢
？It was really nearing sunset at the time of the banquet. Doesn't make sense for them to go see a field or try out oxen.
没有人说挑着吃饭的时间呢、去忙他的这个种田的事情啊。
No one would be involved in the business anyway during dinner time.
所以同样的，不愿意去的借口。
It was just an excuse because they don't want to go.
最后谈到这个刚结婚的人。
What about the man who just got married?
新娘子最喜欢参加什么场合？
What do newlyweds like to attend?
当然最喜欢参加宴会的场合、
They probably like to attend banquets.
为什么
？Why?
因为啊，可以展示她的美丽呀、
Because the bride can enjoy another festivity.
虽然这个宴席不是这一对新人的结婚宴席、
Even though the banquet is not their own wedding banquet.
但是他们刚新婚啊。
But they had just celebrated their own marriage.
哪有新婚的新娘子不愿意跟着她的先生到处去走一走啊
？Chances are the wife would be happy to go with her husband to visit and to banquets.
尤其有宴会的时候。
In a celebration.
所以这个年轻人。他拒绝的原因一样是个借口而已。
So it is also an excuse.
这三个人的话通通都是推脱之词啊。
All these three men gave excuses.
不愿意去参加筵席啊。
They simply don't want to go.
而提出一些强词夺理好像很有道理其实啊不是真正的理由啊。
They found some excuse that seems reasonable at first, but They're not.
同样的道理会发生在我们信对神的认识上以及对这个得救问题的追求上面。
We might also do the same thing when it comes to pursuing our faith or learning about salvation.
有时候我们不愿意接受邀请来参加布道会。
There are times where you don't want to come to church.
我们会说我刚好有事。
You might say, "Oh, I have something to do."
对主内的弟兄姐妹也是一样。
This is you have the same excuse whether or not you are already a believer.
我们不来参加聚会，不来守安息日。
You don't want to come to church service or the Sabbath.
我们也会说我刚好有重大的什么事情。
You might say, "Oh, I have something important to do."
难道我们真的没有时间亲近神吗
？And are you so busy that you have no time for God？
难道我们对我们灵魂得救的问题不关心吗
？Do you care about the salvation of your souls？
我们真的没有时间抽出来关心这么重大的问题吗
？Do you really have no time to spend on something so important？
永远以及得救的问题。
Do you have no time for eternity and salvation?
所以这个才是这个比喻要给我们的教导。
And that's what this parable teaches us.
缺乏追求认识神。
They did not seek God.
缺乏那种意愿。
They have no desire to know God.
缺乏对灵魂得救的这个认识
They did not have a desire to learn about the salvation of their souls.
这是我们不能够蒙恩的第二个阻力。
That's the second obstacle from salvation and God's grace.
所以我们灵性成长也好，我们能够认识神来得救也好。
So whether it is in our spiritual growth or just coming to know God to be saved,
最大的阻力。就是在于我们缺乏意愿。
The greatest obstacle is often because we don't want to.
在于我们不懂得把什么事情排最重要，把什么事情排到次要。
When we don't know what is the most important and what is not so important.
那值得我们去思考。
Okay, we should take some time to think about it.
那刚刚谈到啊，这个阻挡我们认识神得救的这个阻力，我们现在来谈一谈，我们怎么样来追求认识神，追求这个信仰成长的一个原则。
So I've just shared with you some of the obstacles. Then, let's talk about what some principles in pursuing this salvation.
我们呢是生活在尖端科技的时代。
We live in advanced age.
啊，不前进就会被淘汰掉。
If you don't improve and learn, you will be left behind.
以前的老人家曾经说，他们的经验啊。胜过年轻人。
The elderly claim that their experience is better than the youth.
所以有所谓的俗谚这么说啊。
So there's a saying that goes like this.
老人家吃的盐哦，比年轻人吃的米还多。
That the elderly have eaten more salt than the young have eaten rice.
老人家走过的桥比年轻人走过的路还长啊。
They've crossed more bridges than the youth have.And walked on roads.
那这当然只是一个一个比喻啦。
Of course, it's just a hyperbole.
所至于要强调就是老年人的经验问题。
Basically, the saying goes that the older should know more than the younger.
比年轻人多很多。
Right, because they've experienced more.
但是在现今科技发达的时代，这句话可能要打个问号。
But perhaps we need to revisit that.Idea today.
因为有很多事情是以前没有的。
Because many things exist today that did not exist before.
小弟曾经看到，在台湾看到一个乡下来的老人家。
I met an elderly person in Taiwan from the countryside.
到了台北的捷运站，在那边不知道要怎么买票啊。台北的
And then this elderly lady went to the city and did not know how to buy a ticket for the subway.
因为在她的经验当中是到柜台是向人买的。
Because she's always used to buying tickets from a person at the ticket counter.
那现在是面对那个 machine 啊。
But all she saw was rows of ticket machines.
她不知道她该怎么办。
And she didn't know what to do.
甚至于要提款哈。要到银行邮局提钱呢。
And she also had the same trouble at the ATM.
现在也有那个自动提款机呀、啊，也不一定要向人呢、啊，向人来提呀、啊。
At banks, you don't have to go to the bank teller anymore.
所以这些都已经超过他们以前所拥有的经验。
These are beyond their experiences.
同样的道理。
In the same way,
对我们来说也是一样，在知识和资讯满天飞。
There are new things to learn every day.
啊，以前是打算盘。
We used to use an abacus.
现在是电脑。
Today we use computers.
啊，以前只注意到说，寸金难买寸光阴啊，注意到时跟刻而已、啊，几时几刻。
再讲。
但是现在已经是几秒几分啊，几分几秒啊。
Now people use to measure time in minutes and hours, but today we measure them up to seconds, milliseconds, and shorter intervals.
人的思考过程也大为缩短。
And it takes, we don't have as much time to really think about things.
以前啊，强调的是三思而后行，你要先想好才去做。
Chinese used to say, think about something three times before you do it.
那现在却强调的是说，心动不如马上就行动。
But now we learn that you should do it before you get left behind.
啊，不允许你有丝毫的 delay.
You have no time for delays.
啊，要马上做决定的。
You have to just do it.
在这种充满着竞争跟淘汰的环境当中。
So in this day and age where people get left behind,
要怎么让我们的脚步能跟上时代
？How do we keep up？
而且又要让我们能够认识神，能够追求永生。
But then, how do we come to know God, and how do we receive salvation？
这实在是不容易的事情啊。
That's hard.
所以在这边，我们提出三个原则。
So I'd like to share with you three principles.
来做我们相互的提醒。
That's our reminder.
首先呢, 我们要求神帮助我们。
First, we need to ask God to help us.
来做一个忙而不乱的人呢。
To be someone who is busy but not lost.
我们在 这个忙碌的生活当中, 要怎么样才能忙而不乱, 这需要智慧。
And it requires wisdom in our busyness not to be lost.
这也是一个生活的原则。
That's a principle in life.
所以我们呢, 要每天的生活, 我们要有规划。
So we need to plan and order our lives.
排出一天当中要做的事情。
And plan what we need to do during the day.
当然在这个生活的规划当中, 时间的规划安排里头也不要忘记心灵跟灵魂的需要。
And as we plan, remember the needs of your heart and your soul.
我们一天有24小时。
All of us have 24 hours in a day.
有1440分钟。
1440 minutes.
你能够抽出多少时间来？
How much time can you spend?
让你的心灵 跟你的灵魂得到关怀,
to care for your heart and 让, your soul.
让你有忙碌但是却不忙乱的定力跟动力在,
so that in your busyness you will not be stressed.
有个故事说, 有个砍柴的樵夫啊, 他每天都要上山去砍柴。
Once upon a time there was a logger and he had to go to the mountain to chop wood.
他非常的辛勤工作,
he worked hard every day.
一年到头啊, 难得休息,
and he did not have much of a break.
但是后来他发现说啊, 他所砍的柴啊, 一天比一天砍得少。
But he noticed that he's chopped less and less wood.
而且啊, 工作一天比一天吃力。
And he had to seem to be working harder and harder.
为了要砍 像以前那么多的柴啊, 所以他决定延长他的工作时间。
But in order to cut as much wood as he did before, he decided to work longer.
有一天啊, 他那个朋友发现他的困境。
And one day his friend saw his problem.
建议他说, 你为什么不把你的斧头啊, 磨一磨呢?
And said, why don't you sharpen your axe?
因为你的斧头钝啊。
Your axe is becoming dull.
你用太久了。
You used it too long.
所以难怪啊, 你越来越吃力, 砍的柴越来越少。
That's why it's been harder for you to chop wood.
你应该先把斧头磨利了才工作。
To sharpen the blade first.
想不到他这个朋友啊, 不但没有谢谢他, 啊, 还反问他, 说, 诶, 老兄啊, 你看我已经这么辛苦工作, 而且每天都加班了, 才砍这么一点点柴火, 我哪有时间再去磨斧头呢?
But this man replied, just look at me, I'm spending so much time chopping wood. How could I have time to sharpen my axe?
那我不是会影响我的工作吗?
If I have to take time out to sharpen my axe, then I don't have time to chop wood.
我们会觉得说这个樵夫啊, 很笨。
You might think that this logger is foolish.
但是我们其实跟他一样啊。
Sometimes we are just like him.
我们很多时候在忙乱当中过了一天。
We spend our life and days in busyness.
我们如果不相信哦, 你可以试试看。
Try it if you don't believe it.
你现在可以想想看, 你前天, 你昨天, 做了哪些事情?
What did you do yesterday or the day before?
讲了哪些话?
What did you say?
见过哪些人?
Who did you see?
也许我们根本想不出来了。
You might not even remember it all.
小弟就经常有这种经验。
I know it's true for me.
因为我的工作每天都要写工作日志。
I have to write a diary every day.
有时候时间比较忙哦, 忘了写, 两三天后, 才补写。
And sometimes when I'm too busy, I forget to write, make a record, and I have to make it up 2-3 days later.
才不过是两三天前讲的道理，我已经忘记我是讲什么了。
Sometimes I even forget the sermon title from 2-3 days before.
才不过是两三天前才访问的信徒，我已经忘记我到底去了什么地方了。
Sometimes I don't remember where I visited.
因为忙。
because I was busy.
忙很容易让人家忘了这个，忘了那个。
And when we're busy, we will forget this and forget that.
所以这个樵夫的启示啊，哎，真的对我们很有帮助。
And this story about the logger gives us a good lesson.
让我们在忙碌当中还能够理出一个方向来。
So it may help remind ourselves to find a direction in our busyness.
能够知道什么是重要的，什么是次要的。
We know that what is the most important, what is second.
能够做适当的安排。
To make the right arrangements.
所以做一个忙而不乱的人呢、啊，是我们认识神啊，是我们灵魂得救，是我们灵性成长的第一个原则。
So the first key to knowing God and to grow spiritually is to be organized in our busyness.
再来，我们也要做一个、啊、忙但是不烦的基督徒、啊、
Secondly, we also must become Christians who are busy but not stressed.
忙啊，不是坏事。
It's not bad to be busy.
但是因为忙而促成错误的话，那就后悔莫及。
But if we make mistakes in our busyness, then that would not be good.
我们在这个忙碌的生活当中，要怎么样做到忙但是不烦呢？
So how do we avoid being stressed?
这需要智慧咯。
That, we need wisdom.
我们经常知道说人生不如意的事情啊，是十之八九的。
And we often encounter things against our expectations.
也就是说，十件事情当中啊，能如我们意的，可能只有一件到两件而已。
Maybe if you try 10 things, maybe you are successful only once or twice.
在80%-90%不如意的情况当中啊，相信我们心里一定很不好过。
And suppose things do go wrong 80-90% of the time, you will not feel good.
心里一定很烦。
You will be stressed and angered.
但是，要怎么样去克服这个烦
？But how do we overcome that?
我们需要有一股力量来帮助我们。
We need a strength.
圣经里头啊，这个古圣徒啊，曾经勉励说要常常的喜乐，凡事的谢恩。
The Bible tells us to rejoice always and give thanks always.
秘诀在于说不住的祷告。
And also the secret is pray incessantly.
寻求神的帮助。
And ask God for help.
这样我们就能够理出一个方向来咯。
And that's how we will find direction in our lives.
能够忙但是不烦。
So that we would not be overcome by our busyness.
其实很多时候我们纵使有再怎么精密的计划，就不一定能达到我们预期的效果。
Sometimes, despite your plans, things don't turn out the way you want them to.
小弟记得有一次我们美国发射那个太空梭挑战者号失败了。
The space shuttle Challenger exploded during launch.
那几个太空人啊，很可惜丧生了。
And the astronauts died in the shuttle.
太空科技不是要经过很精密的测试吗？
You expect the scientists to plan and plan again.
要经过几百、几千甚至几万个检查之后，
Haven't they made thousands, tens of thousands of inspections
才能够发射
before they launched the shuttle?
那为什么还会有百密一疏之处啊？
So why did the shuttle explode?
因为人生不如意的事情常常是占多数啊。
Because they missed something and so the unexpected happened.
谋事由得人，但是成事在于神啊。
We can plan, but it is God who accomplishes.
在圣经里头有很多这些例子。
You can find many examples in the Bible.
啊，比如说当时这个扫罗王要追杀大卫。
For example, King Saul wanted to kill David.
因为他嫉妒大卫。
Because he was jealous.
他用尽了所有的计谋。
He made all sorts of plans.
动员所有的兵力。
He sent his men after David.
就是要啊来缉捕大卫。
Wanted to capture him.
但是到最后啊，扫罗战死了，大卫啊登上 国王的宝座。
But in the end, it was King Saul who died in battle, and David succeeded him as king.
因为谋事在人，成事在天。
Saul could make all the plans he wanted, but it was God who accomplished what he wants.
新约里头，那个希律王也是一样。
Also, King Herod.
当他听到东方来的博士跟他报告说，啊，有这个以色列的王，新生的王，将来要来做以色列的王。
When the wise man told him that a king was born,
他用了诡计。
He acted deceitfully.
他要这些博士们去探访，然后得知情况之后向他报告。
And he asked these wise men to find out what the king, new king is, and to tell him.
他要下毒手，要杀掉婴孩耶稣。
And he planned to kill baby Jesus.
后来他也失败了。
But he failed.
虽然他没有人性的屠杀了整个伯利恒城的两岁以下的婴孩。
Even though he massacred all the young infants in Bethlehem.
但是他毕竟还是失败。
He failed.
耶稣还是完成救恩。
Jesus lived and accomplished God's salvation work.
当时逼迫基督徒的保罗也是一个例子。
Paul is another example.
他为着他自以为正确的信仰热心啊。
He was zealous for what he believed in.
破坏神的教会。
He arrested the Christians and destroyed God's church.
把当时的基督徒抓去关，甚至杀害。
He jailed and murdered Christians.
但是最后，他自己成为一个基督徒。
But in the end, he became a Christian.
并且为主殉道。
And even died for the Lord.
因为谋事在人，但成事在神啊。
He had planned his life, but it was God who accomplished his will.
圣经里头有太多太多这种例子。
There are many, many examples of this.
这也在提醒我们每个人。
And it reminds each of us.
我们需要信仰的帮助。
We need God's help in our faith.
我们需要信任神。
We need to trust in God.
才能够帮我们做一个虽然忙碌但是不愁烦的基督徒。
Only God can help us not to be troubled in our busyness.
做一个忙但是不烦的人啊。
So that we would not be stressed in our busyness.
这也是我们为什么需要信仰的第二个原因。
That's the second principle in our faith.
第三个。
Third.
信仰能帮助我们做一个忙但是不贪的人啊。
Our faith helps us not to be greedy in our busyness.
在忙碌的生活当中，在不断的追逐金钱游戏当中，能够忙但是不贪而知足，也需要智慧。
It is also wisdom not to become greedy when we earn our living.
不懂得知足，不懂得节制，无休无止的忙碌，导致没办法关心到自己心灵的需要，灵魂的归宿。
If we're never content with what we have, then we'll continue to be busy neglecting our spiritual growth.
这是愚昧的人。
That is something foolish.
早上我们已经谈过了。
This morning, I've already shared with you.
我记得有一个印第安的故事。
There's a story.
讲到说有一个酋长哈，他怎么卖他的地
？About a chief who sold land.
他卖地的方式很特殊。
He had a interesting way of selling the land.
就是说要买地人只要给他一笔钱呢。
If you want to buy his field, pay him some money.
他只要在日落之前绕一圈跑回终点哈，那他跑过多大的那个地方，那个地就是他的。
And you can run around whatever piece of the field you want and whatever you cover, wherever you encircle by sunset that belongs to you.
但是没有人成功过哈。
But no one actually end up owning anything.
所有的人都是一开始拼命的往前跑。
Because everyone ran as fast as they could.
想尽最大的努力跑出最大的范围来。
They want to circle as large a piece of land as they could.
每次准备要回头的时候，总是想到说前面的土地更好。
But by the time they're supposed to turn around and make the circle, they thought that the land up ahead is better.
加快脚步往前跑。
So they ran further.
每次想要回头的时候，就想到说，我多跑一点，给我的谁呀？
And every time they wanted to turn around, they thought, if I just run a little more, I can give that piece of land to my somebody.
啊，给我的大儿子，给我的小儿子，给我大孙子，给我的小孙子。
I can give more land to my son, to my second son, to my grandson, to my second grandson.
直到看到说太阳已经西斜的时候啊。
And so when the sun finally sets,
不得不回头的时候。
When they have no choice but to turn around.
拼了命要在日落之前跑回终点。
They have to make it back around the circle before the sun sets.
但因为体力过分消耗，甚至死在路上的不少。
But they were already too tired to run.
这也是我们人生的写照。
That's a reflection of our lives today.
欲望是一个无底洞。
Our desire is a bottomless pit.
当我们拼了啊，这个拼尽一切的啊力量啊，想为自己谋得更多的时候，所付出的往往是自己的生命、自己的灵魂。
When we put all we have into our livelihood, into our possessions,We throw in our lives and our soul as well.
主耶稣说，人若赚得全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？
Jesus said, "What good is it for a man if he gains the whole world but loses his life?"
人还能拿什么来换生命？
What can a man use in exchange for life?
不但提醒我们要有所节制，要懂得节制。
He reminds us to be content.
更帮助我们能够做一个忙，但是却不贪心。的人啊、
and he also teaches us to not be greedy in our busyness.
这也是我们能够蒙恩、能够得救的第三个原则。
That's the third principle for us to be saved and to grow in spirit.
所以求神帮助我们来认识他，来得到他。
May God help us to come to know him and to gain Christ.
我们不再有任何的借口来拒绝救恩。
So we not have any excuses to reject or refuse salvation.
因为我们知道拒绝救恩的下场是很可怕。
Because when we reject salvation, the result is frightening.
我们来看希伯来书。
Let's read Hebrews.
希伯来书第二章。
Hebrews chapter 2.
二章的第三节。
Hebrews chapter 2 verse 3.
希伯来书二章三节，我们若忽略这么大的救恩，怎么能陶醉呢？这救恩起先是主亲自讲的，后来是听见的人给我们证实的。四节
，Four，
神又按自己的旨意，用神迹奇事和百般的异能，并圣灵的恩赐，同他们做见证。这里说忽略神、忽略主的救恩，怎么能够陶醉啊？
How shall we escape if we ignore a great salvation?
因为这个救恩是主亲自讲的。
This is the salvation of Jesus Christ.
借由啊，这个先知使徒给我们证实的。
And it has been confirmed by the apostles.
借由神用神迹奇事的能力给我们证明了。
And God Himself testifies to us in signs and wonders.
借由圣灵来向我们见证。
The gift of the Holy Spirit.
盼望我们亲爱的慕道朋友都能够多花一点时间跟心思，为我们自己灵魂、我们自己心灵来做安排。
Dear friends, I hope that you can take the time to plan for your spirit and for your soul.
曾经有个人这么说。
Someone said.
说这个世上的一切都会过去
，All things will pass。
没有人能拿走什么东西
，No one can take anything with them。
因为我们原本就是空手而来，将来也是空手而去。
We come empty-handed, and likewise we will leave。
唯一能带走的就是信仰。
All we can take with us is our faith。
唯有信仰才是真实。
Because only faith is true。
因为耶稣，耶稣基督他本来就是。真实的
，because only Jesus Christ is true，
而且是永远长存的
，and He is everlasting。
那其他世上的成就，到最后都是会归零啊。
And all of accomplishments and n will become zeros.
所以这个零跟一当中的游戏，我们就要知道次序要怎么摆了。
And we need to know how to order the one and the zeros.
当你把一排到最前面的时候
，If you put a one in front of all the in front of the zeros，
后面摆更多的零，更多的价值。
The more zeros you have after the one, the more value there is.
但是当你把一摆到最后面，无论你前面再多的零，还是没有价值，没有意义。
But if you place the one after all the zeros, it doesn't matter how many zeros you have, you still have very little.
这是一个 order 的问题哈。
It's a matter of order.
今天我们的学识，我们的财富，啊，我们的学问，哦，一切地位，都不是不好的事情。
Our wealth, our education, are of some benefit.
我们关怀家人，这都很好。
It is good for us to take care for our family.
但是你怎么样去调配
？But how should we prioritize?
你是不是把你生命、你的灵魂、你心灵的需要摆第一位
？Are the needs of your soul the most important in your life?
唯有如此，后面的灵，后面啊，你的啊，对家人的关怀，你对事业的经营。啊，你的人际关系，你的学问的追求才有意义啊。
Only when our soul is important will our careers, our possessions, our family become truly meaningful.
因为短暂的今生跟永远的永生来做比较，相信我们大家都知道哪个重要。
If we compare the short life on earth to eternal life in heaven, you can decide which is more important.
我们求神让我们都能够静下来思考。
May God give us a quiet heart to think about His words.
能够怎么样安排我们的人生
？To decide for ourselves how to order our lives.
知所先后，则近道矣。
It's a matter of order.